This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Secretary of State Blinken just had his hearing. He's at, disrupted by a bunch of people taking it over, leftists. But that's okay. They're allowed to. They probably won't even get arrested. But if they were right-wingers, they'd go to jail for 4 to 20 years. They'd call it a insurrection. Now, I believe it's exercising their free speech. But the leftists are able to exercise theirs. But I love how the left starts the war, does all this with the globals. Then they are also the opposition to it. That is their attempt at full-spectrum dominance. Is it not, Scott Bennett?
It is, and it points to something very important to remember, Alex, in closing. Remember Plato's pyramid, where you had the philosopher kings and the enforcers and the peasants, if you will. Three branches of society. Well, if we break that down modernly, you have the politicians, the philosopher kings, although they're not that bright, and the enforcers, which are the police, the FBI, the ATF. We know there's a terrible corruption on that level. And then the mass population. We own and control and are represented by two-thirds of that pyramid. One-third are bad and against us. So two-thirds of the police and law enforcement and all that are on our side. These are decent people. These are traditional family values people. These are conservatives at heart.
And that's why the left's been trying to purge them.
Yes, that's right. And the same with the military. But it is important in this moment going forward that people have to be influencers. They have to be, as I did when I was in the Army, hostage negotiation or influence operations people. That means when you engage police, you have to recognize a lot of the police are traumatized, they're medicated, they're brainwashed with treat everybody like a hostile element and control them. You have to communicate with the police in the incoming days and months and year that may come as a calming effect, as a counselor, as a officer. Be advised, there's a situation handling here. There's something going on here. We're on your side. We're not antagonistic. We're not trying to disrupt anything. Please understand, you took an oath to the Constitution as I did. And we are bound by that oath to preserve the Constitution and our rights therein, and nothing can violate these rights. Our rights are not to be suspended by a...
Well, that's right. The globalists want destabilization. We're bringing stabilization.
Bringing stabilization, bringing calm, bringing reason, bringing harmony, bringing tranquility, opening up the windows where carbon monoxide has filled the room, and that is the fear and the dread and the animosity and the claims of, well, all those Trump-supporting white Anglo-Saxon Republicans are bigots and homophobes. No, no, no. Open the windows and let truth come in, and let that fresh breath of harmony come in, and you'll see these police begin to de-escalate. And it's important because we cannot allow emotion and hostility and aggression and, well, you know, no one's going to take my guns and this and that.
Well, you can see it because when I was younger, when the police were working for the system, I get in their face. Now I'm just nice and everything, and I just say, hey, we're all trying to, and then you see them deflate, go, oh, okay, all right, great. They actually go, oh, right. Yeah, all right.
That's right, and that's what leaders do. That's what intelligent people do. They do not go into a fight on their terms and their sandbox. We define the terms and the boundaries in our sandbox, and we pull people to our side. We pull the police and the ATF and the FBI and the CIA and others who are armed with guns and badges to our side, and we make them informants. We make them allies.
And that's happening. We're seeing record numbers of whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers, and these people are, again, they often are beta males, maybe beta pluses, but they're not the alpha or sigma personalities of persuasion and influence. They're not special forces types. I know what they're like. And that's okay. That's what special forces leader types, alpha male types like yourself and others, we do. We go in gently, harmoniously, tranquilly, and saying, come over here. Taste and see that the Lord is good. that truth is good, that harmony is good. The buoyancy and the joy and the smile that we radiate wins the hearts and minds of the Hindu, the Sikh, the Asian, and the traditional leftist liberal. Remember, the left, the Democrats, are in a horrific...
No, you're right. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Good morning to all the wonderful people tuning in from Australia and all over the world. I'm Maria Z, your guest host here on the Alex Jones Show today. Wow, we have a lot to cover. I've got a very special guest coming on today. It is Josh Sigurdsson from World Alternative Media. He's done a fantastic job reporting on current events for a very long time, incredibly well informed and researched, and I'm really, really looking forward to talking to him to get his perspective. Josh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Maria.
It's great to see you. Well, I really appreciate your work. I remember seeing your report on the Tower of Babel some time ago and been following your work since. I know that a lot of the Bandot video viewers are familiar with your work. So, you know, we're in this position now, Josh, where basically the whole world is being lulled or fooled into supporting World War III. I want to talk about that with you. But what's happened is we've forgotten so much of the other things that they've done to us. I mean, there's no talk about Maui now. There's no, very little talk about Acapulco. And I know you've covered these topics. So let's get into some of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start with this Acapulco situation, because I live in Puerto Vallarta. We got hit by a Category 4 hurricane about 2.5 weeks ago. And within about a week and a half after that, Acapulco gets hit by a Category 5 hurricane, one of the strongest hurricanes to ever happen. And, of course, that hurricane was it had no rain. It was just force. And what was interesting is earlier this year, AMLO, the president of Mexico, said no to several deals with the United States and Canada for green initiatives. And within days, several of the oil refineries mysteriously blew up, and actually three of them blew up within 1 hour. And there have been a lot of questions raised, what is happening in Mexico? And I believe that there is a lot of weather modification happening. We're watching tropical storms turn into Category 5, some of the biggest in history, in a matter of moments. And within a couple hours, no one has any way to prepare themselves. And it's absolutely devastating. And there is a website, HurricaneOtisRelief.com, I believe it's called. And there is so much happening with that. We saw it in Maui. We saw it in California, where we saw hurricanes and earthquakes happening at the same time as we saw hurricanes ravaging Florida, suddenly taking U-turns and destroying towns. And I'm a big believer that this is part of the climate agenda. You need to have on-the-ground support for the climate cultists in order to bring about these kinds of 15-minute cities or, for example, you know, CBDCs with carbon credits and all these different things. They're going after the food supply, they're going after the energy supply, and they're going after the housing market to destroy property. They're going after the dollar to move into the BRICS world reserve currency system. All of these things tie into the greater reset, the great reset, the eugenics agenda. And what we've seen in places like Acapulco is absolutely devastating, with almost no media coverage at all, except for a few people like Jeff Berwick, myself, Max Egan. A few people have talked about it, but, you know, people are suffering on the ground. The military has had a hard time getting in there, and, you know, people are trying to hand out food and water and different necessities, but are hitting a lot of brick walls with it. So it's the same old thing that we see with FEMA in the United States. For example, with Hurricane Harvey, people were trying to get, you know, goods and services to the people who were affected by it. And I have a friend named Danny Sessom who went in there and was trying to give out food and water to people, and FEMA was stopping them. We see in Maui, they were blocking off the roads, allowing people to burn to death. There is an agenda going on, and it's part of this greater agenda that actually this World War III situation ties into very much so as well. It's a move to the Great Reset, and they're trying to cut off every single thing that humanity deserves and needs.
Well, I want to talk to you about the World War III situation separately, and we will get there. But you mentioned Max Egan. I saw that he posted and actually shared from him about the fact that there were talks for Acapulco to be a smart city. And I was just speaking to someone yesterday, Josh, and I said, you know what? I was told some time ago by a senator here in Australia who's been on this broadcast with me, great senator, Senator Roberts, and he said to me, Maria, they don't need to go and destroy places to make them smart cities, because we had this huge flood here in Lismore. From what we heard at the time, over 50,000 people were displaced from their homes, and then the government sort of came back and said, oh, you know, a buyback scheme, or you can't return to your homes, insurance companies wouldn't insure their homes moving forward, and all of this. So really it was an agenda to move people out, and we found out that the mayor had signed on some time ago for this to be a smart city. But the reality is they don't necessarily have to destroy a place to make it a smart city. We have places right now that have surveillance cameras, for example, Gold Coast in Queensland in Australia. You know, every time you blink, there's a camera. This is where I'm asking the question, why is it that they're actually going and destroying all these areas? I know that Lahaina was specific because the people weren't allowing sort of the developers to come in, and they have some of authority there. What do you think it is? Is it like you said, just to prove to these climate, enthusiasts, climate change enthusiasts, that yes, climate change is causing destruction?
Well, it's just another excuse. Like you say, they don't have to do this, but they can do it, and if they can, they will. And I mean, in places like Lahaina, they also were planning to create a smart grid for a 15-minute city. They announced that weeks before the fires. And we see similar things in Oxford, UK. There wasn't a major weather event there, but I'm in the middle of filming a documentary on 15-minute cities, and I was in Oxford for several weeks where they have rolled out the 15-minute cities already. And they don't have all the rules in place yet, but everything is monitored, everything is surveilled. They don't need to have a disaster to do it, but it helps. And, you know, with Mexico, we see Acapulco get hit directly by a Category 5, which is insane. We see Puerto Vallarta, where I live here right now, get hit directly by a Category 4 a week and a half earlier. We see in between those two hurricanes, Cabo get hit nearly directly by another major hurricane system. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more of this than we ever have before in history. And we have whistleblowers coming out of, you know, for example, Antarctica. There was a recent whistleblower in Special Ops who talked about underground bases. And no one has disputed his claims that they led to earthquakes in places like Christchurch in New Zealand. So, again, these things are happening. Do they need to do it? No, they don't need to do it. But it definitely helps to get those climate cultists on board and to get them to become more and more extreme. And even without the extremities, it's like the trans agenda. They can talk all day on TV about how everyone cares about, well, the trans agenda. It's a very small percentage of the population. The media makes people think everyone supports something when they don't, in order to get everyone to support things, because it becomes a trend. If no one is supporting something, then no one cares and no one does anything. Before they had all these major storms this year, last year and the year before, we had factory fires, and we had all these different examples of, you know, attacks on the food supply. With the attacks on the food supply, they essentially got a whole bunch of people who don't believe in the climate agenda to agree with a lot of the rules that they would bring upon us with, you know, the climate laws because it would ration food. So even without people believing that it's global warming, they still managed to get people to go, hey, wait, there's shortages of food. What can we do to solve the situation? Oh, carbon credits and, you know, these rations on a blockchain attached to a CBDC. That is one of the main agendas going forward in this great reset. And they tested it. The litmus test was the vaccine passports in 2021 into 2022. And, you know, as I was on the ground in many of these places around the world reporting on that, I remember saying at the time, next thing is climate, then World War III. Why? Because it's a perfect sequence of events. It's constant, you know, trauma for people who are wanting to get somewhere in life, do something productive in their life. They don't want to actually do anything because they feel what's the point. And you also have one thing hitting someone after another until it's so normalized that everyone just goes along with it, from vaccine passports to, you know, the climate lockdowns and, you know, the creation of carbon credits, which are already, by the way, on bank accounts throughout the world. They're just not enforced yet. And, of course, eventually a world war with Israel as the icing on the cake.
Yeah, we've been experiencing people having their bank accounts frozen. Happened to someone that I know very well here. It looks like it had something to do with digital ID, actually. And then once I posted that story, so many people in our audience told us that it's been happening to them as well. So the banks have gone absolutely mad. They're ramping things up, getting the world ready for this transition into digital. We'll be back right after this short break. Amazing analysis with Josh Sigurdsson.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And we are back with Josh Sigurdson, incredibly well researched, always backs up all of his claims. I really, really appreciate his content and him being here today. You can follow him at World Alternative Media, and we'll let you know where to follow all the places you can follow him towards the end of this. But Josh, just before the break, we were talking about this escalation into World War III and how they essentially need this. And you can really see that this is how I've sort of reasoned this in my mind. When you look at all of the other building blocks that they're building towards digital totalitarianism, and that coincides with the timing of them leading us into World War III, it really shows you that this is all planned. Just quickly, one example I can give everyone, you know, just this week I reported on the fact that Australia and the US have just signed a memorandum of understanding. We're going to create essentially an Australian EPA with the Department of Climate Change, and together they're going to work together to mitigate methane, so start killing off our livestock, and make sure that they're tracking and tracing, taking stock of every single natural resource too, which will then be weaponized against us, and they'll be able to limit our access to things like even water, depending on our social credit scores. That's how far this can go. And so I reported on that this week, and the fact that they're meeting up and talking about these things while we have an escalation into World War III is clear indication that this is absolutely all planned. Your take?
Well, we had John Kerry recently in the United States calling for an end to farming in order to stop climate change. And then in the same speech, he's talking about how we're having problems with the food supply because of climate change and it's destroying the food supply. So which one is it? Of course, we know what's happening in the Netherlands, the attack on the farmers. The same thing's happening in Germany, in Ireland, in Canada, and in the United States, and many bills have been signed. I do want to correct one thing that I mentioned in the first segment, which the website is HurricaneOtisRecovery.com when it comes to Acapulco. I want to make sure I get that right. But, yeah, with the attacks on different cities around the world and the food supply specifically, the two things that you can really get people to fall on their knees for is, of course, food and the banking system. So if you can't access your money, you are pretty much in the hands of the globalists. And if you cannot access food, you will do whatever you need to do to feed yourself and your family. And unfortunately, that's what they are preparing for. They're going after the farmers so that you don't have access to this meat. So you end up in a Soylent Green type scenario in the future where you have to ask the government for rations. And they'll give you rations. They'll give you mRNA-infused rations. They'll give you bugs. They'll give you insects. They'll give you all the things that they have been preparing for. Recently, Tyson Foods, which is one of the biggest companies in the world for poultry as well as many other meat processings, started actually working with a company called Protix. And this company deals with insect food. And I believe that we are going to see a lot more companies start getting involved in just, you know, insects, bugs, mealworms, crickets, this kind of stuff. Stuff that's very high in, of course, parasites, generally speaking. And, of course, they want us, they see us as animals. They see us as livestock. So what's the use of the other livestock if we're the new livestock? They can feed us bugs like they've been feeding the animals on the farm. And that is their take on this, and that is why it's so important to tell people to get storable foods and tell people to stock up on things, tell people to defend themselves. Of course, You and Australia don't have very good rights when it comes to actually defending yourself. However, you can still defend yourself with food, water, shelter, your own property, something outside of big cities. And that, I think, is very important going forward. But, yeah, it's all part of the same agenda, and then you end up with a carbon credit.
Well, they're trying to take the properties too, Josh. I'm not sure if viewers are aware. Recently, they had tried to bring in a law where if you want to disturb more than 50 centimeters of your soil, you have to have a soil on your own property. You have to have an independent body come and assess that soil and tell you whether it's actually heritage or not. So, you know, or sacred to the Aboriginals or not. And, you know, Aboriginal people aren't the ones pushing for this. This is the ones that are in bed with the UN. But, Josh, I want to talk about this escalation into World War III and how they are actually, through this, you know, trauma cycle and through what they're telling us to pay attention to in the media. You mentioned this before. You know, barely anyone heard about Acapulco, but all we're hearing about is the situation in the Middle East. And it's not a situation, it's a war. I shouldn't call it that. And rightly so. People are really suffering. Israel are committing horrific crimes right now before our very eyes. I'm not an apologist for Hamas, but I will always go back to the question, why was there a stand down? Why did you let them in? What is your take on this situation? How quickly do you think the world is going to escalate into this? And, you know, I know you've been dissecting some of the lies coming out of that region as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we need to understand that Israel created Hamas. The Mossad created Hamas alongside the CIA and MI6. Hamas is a group that is meant as a punching bag. I think it was back in 2019, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel must support bolstering Hamas and transferring money to Hamas because they needed this punching bag. And it was interesting because earlier on in this year, March of 2023, Iran said it discovered what could be the world's second largest lithium deposit, which is also a major thing to remember here. But generally, this has been going on for a long time. This is part of what they call the Greater Israel Project. They've been destabilizing the Middle East for years. Israel, okay, let's start with this. A little history lesson to those who aren't aware. World War I was a reset. World War II was a reset. World War III is the new Great Reset with technocracy and social credit and all that. So every major world war, we have a reset. In World War I, we had Federal Reserve. We had the creation of the League of Nations, which would later become the United Nations. And, of course, Balfour Declaration signed by Lord Rothschild for the State of Israel. And we fast forward to the 1940s. FDR created a new deal going into World War II. It was a total new economic outlook, which is similar to what we're seeing today. And all the while, he's arming and funding Ho Chi Minh. Now, World War II, they're propping up the Soviets. And then we see everything come collapsing down. Hitler loses. And next thing we know, we have the United Nations and we have the State of Israel. The League of Nations turns into the United Nations. It's supposed to stop wars, even though they've allowed most wars since their inception. Then we go into the 1950s and we have, you know, what they did in Iran, the Iranian coup. The missile coup where they overthrew their government and they propped up a new government in Iran. And then we have the Korean War where they created this divide between North and South Korea. Then we have the 60s where we have Vietnam where they're fighting against their own weapons. And as I said previously, FDR was involved in arming them with. Then we have the 70s. Kissinger meets with Mao Zedong in China and creates an alliance with them, saving the country from starvation and essentially creating an export-import monopoly for them, which also leads to Kissinger meeting with the Saudis to create the petrodollar system, which is losing now because Saudi Arabia just joined BRICS. Then we have the Trilateral Commission and the creation of what Zbigniew Brzezinski called the technocratic global government using China as a guinea pig state. I'm getting somewhere. So just hold on. Hang with me for a second, my friends. Then
right,
we have,
you've got 30
you know,
seconds till the break. So I'm just letting you know we'll definitely continue on the other side.
Al-Qaeda, the Mujahideen, and, of course, ISIS and the Taliban and all these different entities were created by the U.S. government. Iraq was armed and funded the Ba'athist Party. And that leads us to Ukraine 2014 was propped up by the U.S. And now, of course, the home of the Khazarians. And now, in this current time, we're seeing all of this combat against itself. And we see it all crumbling down just as it was
Josh,
planned.
Don't go anywhere.
Now,
last year, we put this book out.
The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Greatest minds of independent media coming, discussing world events and getting this information out to the masses so that they can realize what is really going on. Social media is a cesspit, and so these broadcasts really do provide a lot of clarity. And I do encourage everyone to support Alex, support InfoWars, get Alex's new book, get the signed copy, as the fundraiser for the broadcast. I've personally ordered mine. I'm looking forward to it. We're here with Josh Sigurdsson, independent journalist and researcher. Amazing, amazing information from World Alternative Media. Josh, before the break, you were giving us a history of the wars and how we've led up to this point. Please continue.
Okay, so I kind of left off in the 1970s where we have, the arming and funding of the Mujahideen, later Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban. Moving into around that same time, we have the World Economic Forum becoming a really major power head in the globalist order. And then we're moving into the 80s where we have more arming and funding of Iraq, eventually leading to a battle between the United States and Iraq against their own weapons, much like we just saw with, of course, Vietnam and how FDR armed Ho Chi Minh in the first place. So we have all these countries that are getting propped up and then maybe attacked or maybe supported later. We get into the 2000s, we have, 9/11, and obviously that changed the entire world. It was its own reset in its own way, where we move into, the Iraq War, Afghanistan War, a complete destabilization of the Middle East, and the U.S. fighting and the British fighting and the French fighting against the very people that they helped create and bolster in the first place. And I can't forget Israel. Israel was backing all of those wars. So we have the complete destabilization of the Middle East, moving into then 2014 with the bolstering of Ukraine when they had a Russian-supporting president. Russia-supporting president, which they overthrew. Now, this leads us to today where we have, of course, the homeland of the Khazarians. Keep in mind that we have a destabilized Middle East. We have Israel going for the Greater Israel Project, which is the Nile to the Euphrates. That's how big they want their borders. They say this themselves. In fact, Benjamin Netanyahu just said a couple days ago in his speech that you must remember what Amalek has done to you. And if I quote 1 Samuel 15:3, it says, "Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." So this is a very important point because this is them saying, hey, we are owning up to prophecy, which is a very scary thing when we're talking about a prophecy that says, kill everyone that's not you. And, DeSantis said the other day, even though DeSantis is like, don't say anything bad about Israel, because he's, first pro-free speech when it comes to speaking out against COVID tyranny, but now anti-free speech, if you say anything bad about Israel, it's supporting terrorism.
Israel goes to Israel to sign laws to that effect.
Right. And so he also is right about one thing, though, is that China is the main player in this game. Now, we have Israel, which is the icing on the cake and will lead to a massive order where we have Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates. And they've already moved people into the Sinai region, 2.5 million Palestinians. And what happens above the Nile and the Euphrates? Well, I mean, the Tigris and Euphrates, the old Mesopotamia. Well, it's very ancient land, very symbolic land. You have Turkey, which is on the side of Russia, and you have the Black Sea. And above the Black Sea, you have Ukraine. So, and that is a homeland, a very important land for Talmudic Jews. So it's very interesting that this is the case. Now, I want to point out that Russia and Israel are very supportive of each other. Israel is one of the top Russian-speaking countries in the world. Yet the U.S. is on Ukraine's side, and Russia and remember last year, Israel called for Ukraine to surrender, and they were very pro-Russia. Now Russia is saying, hey, what Israel's doing is awful. We need to support Hamas and Hezbollah, and is supportive of Iran, which the U.S. is against. Well, but again, the U.S. armed and funded Iran in the first place, and Iran is fighting against Israel, which is supportive of Russia. It is insanity. But the main player is China. Everything has been based on the idea of China. It's not the Chinese people. It's not even the government so much. They're a testing ground for an idea worldwide. That is technocracy. That's the BRICS World Reserve Currency System. And it will leave the West in the dust, because the real idea is to move from the West to the East. And there will be two world religions, and that will be Talmudic Zionism and statism. And statism is the most dangerous religion on the planet, because it is the idea that no matter what the government does, they are just looking out for you. They're there to help and support you. And I think it was Ron Paul who said very aptly many years ago, Never trust a government that says they've come to help you, or we're the government, we're here to help you. And I actually think Reagan said that, and then Ron Paul reiterated it at a debate. But point is, we are moving into the BRICS world reserve currency system, and China, Russia, India are major players. Now we have Argentina, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. And of course, that goes to all these countries that the U.S. either propped up or propped up and then destroyed. And it's all one big agenda. They're all working together. We have Hamas and Israel, I guarantee you, working together. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been a military stand down. They wouldn't have allowed the Iron Dome to break for that long. It's impossible. Egypt says they warned Israel 10 days before the attack that it was going to happen. And most of the deaths at the festival were Israel and Hamas shooting it out between each other with festival goers in the middle. A lot of people aren't talking about that. So this is something very symbolic. They have the Tower of Babel, and then they have the Temple on the Mount.
Well, I just want to back up what you're saying. We've had multiple interviews with Israelis confirming this, and one particular one that went viral it was a hostage that was released. Sadly, her partner was killed, and she says he was killed in the crossfire. So she's not saying the Israeli forces killed the hostages. She's saying they were killed by the IDF in the crossfire. And they didn't go there with that intention, but that's what happened. And, you know, there's right. so much atrocity propaganda at the moment, Josh. People are just really becoming emotionally unstable when it comes to this situation. They're not able to think critically.
On both sides, I mean, we have masked morons in New York shutting down, Grand Central Station in support of Palestine, while you have people on the right who are against the, COVID tyranny, who are now supporting Israel because they're our closest ally. Why? Why are they the closest ally? They literally are blowing up Christian churches. They're blowing up Christian hospitals, and they are being exposed in doing that. First, they say they did it. Then they say they don't. Then they said, actually, we did do it because Hamas was there, but they created Hamas. They're creating a new temple. That's what Benjamin Netanyahu says himself. They want to build a new Solomon's temple. I know people will say that's anti-Semitic, but it's what they themselves are saying they are doing. It's no different than the creation of a Tower of Babel in Babylon. These are real things that are happening. And people say, well, it was Jewish territory first. Okay, well, let's use the same example then for the United States. I'm part Native American. Let's just say it was Native American territory first. And people will say, well, that's not religious. That is racial. Okay, well, let's go with that then. The Native Americans sacrificed people on pyramids and drank babies' blood. Does that make it okay suddenly? Like, what is the logic in this? There is no logic in it. If people are here, this is where they stand, this is where they're born or they live, let people be. The biggest enemy of humanity is the state and central banks, and the issue is that people are using religion in order to manipulate state in order to kill people. And I consider myself a Christian, and I think it's an absolute atrocity what we're witnessing in Israel. Yeah, the Bible says that Israel is the homeland. Okay, but let's think for a second here. Does it say anywhere that no matter what government takes over and how evil it is, it's okay? No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that anywhere. It says that it very much calls for peace. It calls for unity. It calls for love. It calls for all these things. It does not call for mass murdering a population that's 50% children. And you have a bunch of people on the left suddenly supporting Palestine, as they have for a long time, but they don't understand that Hamas was created by the U.S. intelligence agencies and Mossad and Israel and MI6. They don't understand that. They're following the exact line of propaganda that the media wants, just like the right are, and it's the same thing we saw in the beginning of 2020 with COVID. People on the
Josh,
left
don't
the
go
right
anywhere. We've got 10 seconds. We're about to go to break. Your analysis is amazing. We'll be right back for the last segment after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From World Alternative Media. You can find his videos on band.video, multiple other platforms. I want to plug his ex because I saw that he's shadow banned. He's asking for people to help him break through the algorithm. Josh, before this break, you were really hammering through the info. We've got 10 minutes left. Please continue. I want to hear it all.
Oh, absolutely. So I wanted to point out that Klaus Schwab said something last year that a lot of people missed. And he said that China is the role model for the Great Reset. And that really is a statement that people really need to listen to, because we had zero COVID policies in places like China. And that is almost the exact blueprint for 15-minute cities worldwide, which, of course, Klaus Schwab is pushing. They had rations, and then they had bank runs. And what happened after the bank runs? People were disappeared and protesters were disappeared because they did not do what they were told. They have, of course, things like social credit there, as they've had for a long time, or as they might call it, Sesame credit. And a lot of people will say, with BRICS and the World Reserve Currency System, that the United States will never allow this to happen. And I think that's one of the biggest errors people make. They want it to happen. They've been building this up for all this time. They're the reason that Russia is as strong as they are. They're the reason why Israel and China and India are as strong as they are. They've been helping these countries be propped up as world leaders for a very long time. They want this to happen. They just need the right crisis. They weaken people with inflation over decades. And eventually you get to the point where they know it cannot last because all fiat currencies eventually revert to their true value of zero. And they need some kind of switch. The best switch is a full reset of the financial system and something that benefits them. They'll say, hey, we will come to your rescue after all these monetary problems. So let's say the dollar collapses and you have this new world reserve currency system and they say, oh, it's backed by gold. Yeah, it's backed by gold that you don't see. They have no proof of the amount of gold in supply. It's much like the gold standard was in the United States before the 70s, which is that they printed more IOUs than they have gold. But this time, it's digital. And everyone has the same currency based on a basket of currencies of the yuan and the ruble and the rupee, etc. And now we have Saudi Arabia openly saying in August that they are joining BRICS officially, same with United Arab Emirates and Argentina. And this is a massive move, and I believe that Mexico will likely join later as well. We're going to see most of Latin America. And if you look at the BRICS population before this August meeting, it was 3.4 billion people worldwide. With everyone trying to join BRICS, I did the calculations on ChatGPT. I know it's a terrible thing that's trying to take over humanity, but I used ChatGPT to try and look at the full population. It was 6.6 billion people. 6.6 billion people. The United States has already lost. All it takes is people actually knowing about it. It's when people are told they lost that they will truly lose. It's when the whole system will shift. And they need a world war as an excuse for that. So there's multiple layers and tiers to the reason behind the World War III scenario we're witnessing right now. And people have to understand it's not about voting, even protesting. It's about withdrawing from the system. We must withdraw. We don't want to just talk about problems here. We need to withdraw from the system and be self-prepared. You know, again, the basis of humanity is freedom and individuality, not you know, coercive, collective responsibility. That's slavery. It is individual responsibility. Freedom isn't something you hold in your hands. You are free or you are not. It depends on you. You are the freedom. You decide that, and you decide that by pulling your money out of the banking system, pulling your support out of grocery stores and into, you know, storable foods and local farms and stuff like that. And people say, well, that's difficult. That's too difficult. Well, okay, we can say it's difficult. It's going to be a lot more difficult for you later on if no one's prepared. And guess what? No matter how awake you are, at the end of the day, if you aren't prepared today, then tomorrow when all this stuff comes down, then you, no matter how awake you are going to be falling the line or you're going to be thrown in the closest gulag. So people have to understand this today and not just wait for something to happen. People have been saying, oh, well, the dollar is collapsing for years. True. Yeah. But the difference is it doesn't happen overnight. It happens over a decade or two. And eventually when that goes down, then we move into that new system. And there will be no going back at that point. My advice is always this. All roads lead to Rome. So we build a little path off that road that doesn't go to Rome. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be gravel. It's not going to be as convenient. It's going to be slower than the main road, but at least we'll have that road. When the Tower of Babel comes crashing down and they still need to finish building it, so it gets worse before it gets better, but it does get better because good overcomes evil, then we have a road on the side to go down. We've built our new civilization in the aftermath from the ashes of the destruction of the Tower of Babel and this technocratic agenda that is really biblical that they are building out for us. So that is why it's so important to not depend on the banking system, the grocery stores, not depend on all the conveniences that they want you depending on, like telling you to live in big cities and of course, support globalist policies that force you into a place where they could just shut down streets, put up cameras, smart grids, and force you into a Logan's Run type scenario that you will never be able to escape once you're in it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Josh. I often reference the letter, it's 2030, I have no privacy and life has never been better, by the puppet Ida Orkin, the WEF puppet. And she actually describes, these communities that live out in abandoned houses and things like that. And I say, well, my future's not to, inhabit dilapidated houses, if that's what she's thinking. I really do think that as more people realize, I was just speaking to someone yesterday who said he was talking to a leftist who is waking up and going, I don't know what to do. People are realizing that they are setting up an absolute digital dictatorship. No one wants CBDCs. No one really wants digital IDs. They see the risks of this model. You're right, it's based on the Chinese model. No one actually wants to do this. What do you mean I'm not allowed any meat? What do you mean we're going to ban it? Mayor Adams, what do you mean I can't have dairy? What do you mean I can only buy 3 items of clothing per year as per the ARUP, Future of Smart Cities in a 1.5 degree world? What do you mean I can only travel 1,500 kilometres every 3 years per person? What do you mean I can't have my private vehicle? People are rejecting this en masse. And so right now, those who are resilient, who've been able to withstand the trauma that they've tried to inflict on us but have failed miserably because we're not going to be traumatized by maniacs. We don't care. The human spirit is stronger than these evil Satanist bastards. And so, we can really set an example for the rest of the world. And Alex often says it, bring them along. Yeah, okay, they've just woken up. Okay, you can spend your time beating them over the head or you can bring them along the journey.
Oh, absolutely. And, tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, so people have a hard time letting go of that convenience. But letting go of conveniences and going the more difficult route is always the best way to go. It's not working harder, it's working smarter. And that's an old saying, and I think it's important that people understand this so that they can build that new world for their kids, their grandkids going forward that isn't based in this old system. Now, the thing is, we do have to battle convenience, and we have to create some of our own conveniences to lure some people that are more resistant in. That's why I'm supportive of, privacy coins. It's a conversation for another day, but we're talking, privacy coins that are completely encrypted and against, the state. Overwatch, I like Epic Cash, Monero, things like that. Things that can pull you out of that system, not investment advice for legal reasons. And then gold and silver, things that you hold in your hand, and things that will keep you outside of the mainstream monetary system because people are enslaved by what the government currency is, what the government dictates currency is, and they call for a ledger that will track your every move and base your value on what you do on a daily basis, what you eat, where you walk. And they're already doing this in Paris, Amsterdam. They're doing it in Australia. They're doing it in the UK. They're doing it in Canada and the United States. So what are people waiting for is always my question.
I agree with you, Josh. Amazing analysis, amazing commentary, and truly, truly very, very thoroughly researched. I really appreciate your work. Please let people know where they can follow you.
Yeah, you can find me on band.video at World Alternative Media, as well as Rumble, Brighteon, BitChute, and, of course, Twitter/X at World Alt Media. And, I'm on a bunch of platforms except for YouTube. I got taken down proudly in 2020, and 3 years later, I've never felt better. So it's good to get off of those platforms and support platforms like band.video, support your platform over at zmedia.com, and support people who are actually coming out and trying to do things to change the world, change the narrative. And, of course, I have to bring in Brighteon on that as well. Mike Adams does an amazing job. All these sites, we have, they're not competing. We're just creating new sites for new viewers, for new eyes to actually expose the truth. And I think that's so incredibly important going forward. I'm also on Rockfin, where you can join our newsletter through that. We have a subscription tier on there as well for subscriber only content.
Amazing, Josh. We so appreciate your time. God bless you and really, really appreciate all of your work. And to everyone viewing today, please share this. Please continue to elevate all of the amazing voices that are not afraid to speak out and be labeled with, all of the ridiculous labels that are out there today against truth speakers. We need to face the truth if we have any chance of saving this planet from these maniacs, and we can save this planet. We can save humanity if we band together and reject their plans.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.